Yes, there it is. The time is 6:09 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial, or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472. Is that right? 472... KOOP. I'm so close to my own number that I always get spooked. 472-5667. That is right. If you want to call on to be a part of the show. Oh, and someone has already taken us up on that offer. KOOP, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, what's your name, caller?
This is Tanner.
Oh, Tanner, the guy that called in last week?
Yeah. Hey, you remember?
Yeah, you had, like, you were real excited about the World Cup.
Yeah, I had World Cup fever.
How are you feeling right now, buddy?
I'm a little down.
Oh, because the U.S. lost.
Yeah, and I've been urinating a lot.
Okay, see, that's what we talked about last week. It sounded like, besides just World Cup fever, you had maybe like an actual illness as well.
No, it's this is all going to pass. Now that the World Cup is over, this will all just...
What was that noise right there?
That was my vuvuzela.
Oh, was that really a vuvuzela?
No, it was not.
What was it really?
It was my lungs.
You gotta get to hospital, buddy.
I think one of them has collapsed.
Okay, you definitely have to go. Another
okay.
World Cup.
Are you going to talk about the World Cup?
Yeah, we definitely will.
Are you going to talk about my wife?
No. Why would we talk about your wife?
Could you tell her I love her?
All right.
Mac, promise me.
All right, I promise. I promise I'll tell her.
I love her.
Okay, but why don't you tell her, Tanner? Why don't you go to hospital and you tell her? Tanner? Tanner? Oh, buddy, I don't know about that. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just wondering if y'all could play something for me.
Oh, sure. What do you want, caller?
Trapeze Swinger by Iron and Wine.
Oh my God! Are you serious? We just played an Iron and Wine song like not too long ago.
Okay. Well, do you want to play something else?
Sure. What can I do for you?
How about Lenny by Stevie Ray Vaughan?
I don't know. This is kind of a dubstep show.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Okay, well, but tell you what, try calling in another time. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, we have fun.
And we're off.
Oh, dubstep. Sure, why not? Hey, we just played Broken Bells off of their self-titled debut album. That was Mongrel Heart. And to start off the show,
starting us off from the hot 2010 EP We All Got Out of the Army, that was Robert Pollard, the king of everything, with the title track We All Got Out, parentheses, of the Army, close parentheses.
How are you doing, David?
I'm great. This is an awesome way to start the show. How are you, Mac?
I'm doing great as well. What have you been up to today? Did you do anything?
I was watching the World Cup.
David, can I ask you a question?
Ask away.
How awesome was this week for sports?
My goodness, this was the best week for sports, let's say.
Yeah, let's say that. You know, because, and I'll admit, last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of making fun of the World Cup a little bit.
Sure.
And we were talking about, I didn't feel like I quite had World Cup fever.
Right.
Oh, I got it now.
Oh, just in time, too.
Yeah, just in time. Well, actually, I got a little bit earlier in the week because I was watching that that game on Wednesday.
Yes.
Is that Wednesday, U.S. versus Algeria?
US
did you
Algeria.
Lose money on that, by the way?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay, good.
No, I did not.
Well, no, because there's that
no, I know, I know.
Tanner.
Oh, poor Tanner.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was watching that game, and you know, it was a tie, and the U.S. had a lot of close misses, and I was jumping out of my seat every time it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just watching at home, And then the next, when the Landon Donovan scored that goal, I jumped out and started cheering.
Oh.
I was going nuts.
Yeah. Jeez, oh, Pete, I was right there with you.
My eyes got a little misty.
Of course, yes, because that was like, if you're ever on the fence about something, just throw patriotism in the mix, and I'm right there with you. Yes, Landon Donovan, America's hero now.
Yeah, it's striking a blow for all us dudes with receding hairlines. Because I felt a real genuine happiness inside of me.
Yeah, it was
when
awesome.
That happened. You know, and it's just, it took me a while, but fine, you win. You win, World Cup. I apologize to you, World Cup.
Yeah, even today, results not in the U.S.'s favor. Edge of my seat. It was gripping television.
I know that was a really good game, and it's sad that the U.S. is not going to move on. But I'm also kind of happy that Africa's one team,
yes,
from that continent is still going to continue on the World Cup. Ghana, good job, Ghana.
Yeah, seriously, it's like that would have stunk if Ghana didn't stay in it, and like the host countries or the host continent is just like. All right. It's sort of like, you know, you're the odd man out at a key party that you're throwing.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be the odd man out there.
You don't want to be at an orgy that you're throwing and people are like, hey, could you give me a drink? And be like, but I was hoping. All right.
Grinding your toe into the carpet. Yeah. I just sort of hoped that, okay.
Maybe when you're done, I'll be busy with for a while. Okay.
I got a lot of paperwork post-orgy.
Oh, fair enough. All right. But yes. Yeah, it took me a while to get in sort of like the rhythm of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because every sport has a different rhythm to it. Baseball is especially one where if you are used to watching other sports, baseball has a certain rhythm.
Yes.
That is uniquely its own.
You definitely have to prepare yourself for it.
Yeah, and soccer is like that too. It took me a while because from a person who's just, you know, not watching a lot of soccer, you're like, oh, man, there's not a lot of scoring opportunities. But, you know, you watch it, you can do it. The one thing that's still bothers me, but it's still inherent to the game, is the flopping.
Yeah. No, which, that's always going to bother me.
And it bothers me in basketball, too,
mm-hmm.
when I'm watching the NBA games. And I'm looking at you, Rip Hamilton.
Oh, what if the U.S.
blame
came
you forever.
The U.S. came back next World Cup and just had, like, the bad boys team. What if they're just, like, you know, like, just giant walls, and they didn't flop, and just people bounced off them? That'd be awesome.
Do you think that you are going to pay any more attention to soccer between now and the next World Cup, or... Come next World Cup, you may not do anything, but you'll be more excited for it.
I will definitely be more excited for the next World Cup. As far as, like, league soccer, as far as, you know, any of that, no, not so much.
It's kind of hard to follow that, to be honest with you.
It kind of is, especially because there are so many leagues and stuff like that. Well, I mean, I'm sure if I just sat down and read a paper, I would catch up. But I enjoy the drama of the World Cup, and I enjoy the storyline of the World Cup. So much more than I would the storyline of the 2010 Houston Dynamo. Like, I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to follow it. But that's not a knock on soccer. That's not nearly as much of a knock on soccer as it used to be for me.
I was driving past House Park this week, and mm-hmm. there was a banner that said "Home of the Austin Aztecs," which is the Austin, you know, minor league soccer
right.
team. And I looked at it and I go, "Oh, that might be fun to go see. What is happening to me? What is happening?" Looked in the mirror. I had World Cup fever.
You sure did.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just an entire event centered around one sport. I mean, any other sport would kill for this kind of event. Mm. And it's your country. Like you said, patriotism. How can I not get behind it?
Right. That's the hook for me.
Everyone's coming together all across the country rooting for this team. There's not any other distracting sports going on.
Yeah.
Like, if we're all cheering on the U.S. basketball team, they might switch over to gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
And like, gymnastics, I don't think so.
I was in the middle of this thing, but then you switched. All right, fine. I'm going to take a nap.
So I'll definitely, it's going to be interesting, especially with Italy and France out.
Yeah, that was a surprise. That was a good deal.
I hesitate to say I'm rooting for England because I have a feeling they're going to lose the next game. And I don't want to attach my horse to it or my car to a different horse just
right.
to watch it go down.
Yeah.
Killed by a shotgun.
You know what? I don't have a dog in the fight. I just want to say, may the best team win me some money. That's my interest in the remaining World Cup.
And as soon as that U.S. Algeria game wrapped up,
mm-hmm.
which was once again amazing.
Yes, good day overall for the. That's a full day of sports right there.
Yeah. Oh, but wait, there was more.
What?
Word came through that there's these two dudes, Nicholas Mahut, John Isner. In the tennis match of a lifetime.
Oh, what?
That's right. Wimbledon. There's these two dudes, and they played like a three-day match.
Yeah.
I'm sure people have heard about this. The fifth set. Sets, by the way, you play to six.
Yes.
Yeah. But you got to win by, you can't just win by one set, you have to win by two.
Right.
So in sets, we're usually in like 6-4 or whatever. Or I remember there was a thrilling Andy Roddick Federer match. It was like 17-15 or 18-16 or something.
That's right.
A couple years ago.
That was the marathon set.
Yeah, the marathon. This one was 70-68.
Yes.
Took 11 hours.
138 games.
That's right. They held, and each participant, they held serve the entire game or whatever match. Fifth mm-hmm. set. No, the entire set.
Right.
Except the very last one when Isner broke Mahut's serve mm-hmm. to win. And that was kind of amazing.
That was awesome. Are you kidding me? I went from soccer to tennis, which I thought would never happen. And I was on the edge of my seat both times. And soccer, like that was like. That was like a fish concert of tennis matches. It started Tuesday night, and then it ended Thursday morning, and I was exhausted.
But unlike a fish concert, it wasn't terrible. It was great. It was amazing. Yeah, exactly. I was watching the match, and then ESPN2 started covering something else, and I had to go do something, and I came back, and I was like, oh, I wonder who won that match. Still going.
Yeah. We'll see you Thursday morning.
And the sportscasters that were covering it called it a battle of wills, mm-hmm. which that is so easy to throw around. I mean, you could have game 7 of the NBA Finals and be like, Kobe versus Paul Pierce, battle of wills.
Right.
It's like that movie Avatar, battle of wills or something.
It really doesn't seem to apply unless like Professor X is on the other team. Then you got yourself a battle of wills. Otherwise, it's just like, who's going to win? Like, I don't know. You just sort of throw out all... I mean, they played for 3 days.
But that's the thing. I feel like in this case, the cliche was true.
It kind of
was a battle of wills because you think that this thing is going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Each person's getting tired. You think they'd start to get like a little sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a criticism. Like, well, the reason why they held serve throughout the entire match is because they were so tired. It was just so easy for the person serving to dominate the match. But if they were playing that sloppy, you think they would have... One of the other guys would have broke them, and they had their chances.
Yeah, there would have been slip-ups.
Yeah, but there wasn't. This really was just two guys who, I mean, after a certain point, you're like, man, I think I can win, but I hope I win, but it never came to that.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
This was one of those occasions, like you said, this really was sort of a battle of wills. This was one of those where they reached a certain point where they both said, there is no way I can lose this. Not just, I think I can win it, I hope I can win it. If I lose this... This might be the end of me to like go all this way and just peter out in the first round.
Yeah, that hit the nail on the head. Just that feeling of I played a game for 11 hours and I had so many opportunities to win and I did not.
Yeah.
And you could tell Nicholas Mahut was not in Wimbledon. They were like, hey, you know what? Instant history. We're going to award these guys right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the match was over, they're like, we have some gifts for you. I know you just played a match, but carry this giant box. And Nicholas Mahut, the losing Frenchman, was not sort of really in the mood for that. But he did give an interview with the reporter. But man, and it's so funny because if you want to see what kind of toll it took out on those guys, that very next match, John Isner quickly dismissed.
Yes.
Just basically... Brushed by an unranked opponent, brushed off of Wimbledon like dust on a sleeve.
Straight sets.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was the very next day. Because usually they give you like a couple of days rest.
Pardon me.
But no, next day. So this was the fourth day in a row that he played competitive tennis.
And he had a doubles match later that day after the match was over, which he did not plan. You think his double partner was like, oh yeah, I'm glad you won, but WTF, what happened to our doubles match?
This is a doubles match.
Hey,
this isn't a U+1 match.
I'm kind of tired, buddy. Could you just, you know... Maybe give me a chance. No, we will definitely lose.
I'm a wee bit tuckered out. Come here and listen to my knee creak, and that'll soothe you while we forfeit.
Amazing.
Great.
Amazing week.
Full day.
Full day of sports.
Yes.
And I did watch the U.S. game today,
mm-hmm.
and it was exciting.
Yeah, it was fun.
But yeah. Good day.
Yeah. We didn't even mention Strasburg.
Strasburg, of course. Strasburg pitched that same day, too.
Yeah.
Strasburg is like this...
an afternoon game. It was unrelenting.
It was. Strasburg is this rookie pitcher.
Steven Strasburg.
For the Washington Nationals. And this dude has come in and he's close to as dominant as a pitcher can get. How would you describe him?
He is...
Because he lost that game the other day, but it was like 3-1.
It wasn't even that. It was 1-0.
Oh, 1-0?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He has started four games. He is 22 years old. He got drafted last year out of college. He is immediately, and by a long shot, the only real top draw in baseball right now. Because, like, you think of the big stars of the past couple years, you think of, like, Big Poppy and A-Rod. They're a little off their game right now. So to see this little kid, he really is. He's 22 years old. In his fourth start, like, just selling out crowds and selling T-shirts and still, like, proving his mettle, still dominating. It's really awesome. This is a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, this guy four games in, and people are going, oh, who are the Nationals? Who's coming to town? The Nationals. The Strasburg pitching? I got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I got to tune that in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the same day as that second day of the tennis match mm-hmm. in the U.S.-Algeria game, right. The U.S. win. What a great week for sports.
Full day for the fringe sports.
Yep, that's right. Hey, let's take a break.
Yeah.
And play some music. What do you want to hear?
Do you want something?
Yeah, sure. I will play something.
Okay.
Once again, I quickly realized the more singles I hear off of Tokyo Police Club's album, the more I love that album.
Yeah.
So off the album Champ, this is Tokyo Police Club with, don't laugh at me.
I wasn't.
Breakneck Speed. We're Mets going to show after this. Right?
Yep. Hey, and we're back. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. I'm David Hodda.
And my name is Mac Blake, and that was Tokyo Police Club off of their new album, Champ. Breakneck Speed.
Is that the leader in the clubhouse right now for album of the year?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's a guy. I don't know if an album has really struck me this year.
Yeah, I'll agree with
you.
You
know what? As soon as I get off the air, I'll think of one, though.
yeah, because actually I have a veritable pile of records that I need to go through right now.
What about, do you have a leader?
No, I don't. That's what I was just about to say. I was like, I know there's one in that pile. I just haven't, like, committed myself to sit down and find one yet. Not that I need to find one. It's the end of June. So, plenty of year to go.
LCD Sound System's new album's pretty good.
That one's really good. Janelle Monáe has a really great album out right now.
Janelle Monáe. Good stuff from her.
Yep.
So, what else happened? So, we last week on the show, I want to talk about something.
Sure.
Last week on the show, during an air break, I turned to you and I'm like, man, I'm not doing well on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I have the juice today. And then when we're leaving the show, friend and co-host Chopper Dave alerted me to someone's Facebook post.
Yes.
Chopper Dave Humans.
Yes.
This friend of mine, whose name I will not mention on the air,
because
mm-hmm. There's no need to drag him. We'll call him Mike.
Yeah. Okay. Mike.
So this guy who I know on Facebook, we were friends. We used to, we've done some projects together. I'll just say that. He's like, well, I guess Dave Humans texted me. And he's like, I guess this dude doesn't like the show. Or I guess this dude's a fan of the show. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? And so I checked Facebook and he had made a post. And here's what the post said. And I don't have the exact post in front of me. And I'll explain why later.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure, I'm like 90% sure this is the exact words. I don't know who's on 91.7 right now, but you guys suck. Awful radio. Liberal use of us. Do you want to take that?
Yeah, I kind of do.
All right, let's see who this is. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Is this Co-op Sports?
Oh, no, this isn't Co-op Sports.
It sort of is. Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Dave?
Oh, hey, Dave Humans. How's it going?
It's going well. How are y'all?
Pretty good. What can I do for you, Dave?
Well,
you got a take?
I was just wanted to call in and see how the show is going. I happen to be in the area, and I have a surprise for y'all.
Oh, what's the surprise?
It's a surprise.
What is the surprise?
If you're in the area, why don't you stop by?
Let me show you.
Oh, hey. Looks like Dave will be joining us in the studio. In a second here.
Well, good, because he was sort of the whistleblower on this one. Maybe he'll stay for a segment.
This is a hot. This is a surprise hot guest. You want to grab on microphone three, Dave?
Let me make room. My goodness.
The extended Mascot Wedding Army.
Hello.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good. How y'all doing?
Get your cans on.
Get your cans on, buddy.
Didn't
see this is professional radio. By professional, I mean amateur, because no one's getting paid.
I can't hear anything on my cans.
There's a little volume adjustment. down below.
Professional radio.
Yeah, I didn't. It's not really.
There we go. There it is.
Professional radio lovers. Anyway, what's up?
Well, I came by because I have a gift for both of you.
I love gifts.
Who loves gifts?
I love gifts. We both like gifts.
All right. 1 second. It's in my bag. Let me open it up.
Oh. It better not be a gun or a can of gasoline.
I don't care. It's a gift. Even if it is a can of gasoline. What if we're in like some sort of madman?
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I am ready.
All right. One.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
You just got ice!
Oh, what?
We can't have those.
Just gave us some.
You just got iced!
Some Smirnoff ice. Is this a thing?
Yes, it is. It's
explain this to me.
It's icing. It's basically, how would you explain it? Like drive-by drink challenging?
It's this stupid drinking phenomenon that basically the rules of it are, if you are caught off guard and presented with a Smirnoff ice, you must drop down to one knee and chug the entire bottle. Otherwise, you will be shunned.
Oh.
Well, as much as I love the rules of gentlemanly sports, I'm afraid I'm going to have to abstain because we are doing a radio show right now.
I know exactly. I thought about orbiting you guys.
Orbiting?
With orbit?
Just as soon as we like walk outside.
Oh. Make you drink orbit?
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
I thought you mean you know circle
orbit?
Us.
I don't know orbit.
That's the thing with like the little tapioca blobs in it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I still don't know that.
It's like syrup with tricks.
Well, thank you for considering us.
It's a Goldschlager, but instead of it's a non-alcoholic. Instead of gold, it's just gross and stuff.
Grossschlager.
Well, Goldschlager's already pretty gross.
Yeah, it has its charm. I'll tell you what.
I'm just glad that half of you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, that would have been weird to be like, you got iced. What?
Now that I know, congratulations. Used it in on-air icing.
I know.
That's got to be a first.
Maybe.
Take that, Robert Bones.
This is better than Robert Bones.
Yeah, because I have out gentlemaned him in this show.
It's better than that time we got Rickrolled. On air.
Well, I'll tell you what. As soon as the show ends, I will take my icing like a man.
Yeah, I as well.
Why does that sound like something Tobias Funke would say?
Oh, Tobias, you old blowhard.
We are in the middle of a segment that might interest you. Do you want to stick around? Or,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
We were talking about something that happened on Facebook last week.
So, yeah.
Oh, no.
On Facebook last week, I just got to the beginning of it. You alerted me to this.
Oh, no. Yes.
This guy, who I once, let me recap, I used to work with.
Right.
On a couple things. Posted this post, and do you still have the screenshot?
I do. I do. I took a screenshot of it on my phone.
Yeah. Do you have it like?
I do have it handy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can read the actual quotes. So where?
Yeah. Where are you gonna drag? Well, you just.
Oh, can we play parts?
I want to play a part.
Who should I?
No, play? Just because I have a discussion already in mind.
All right, I got it. What do you want?
Just read what he wrote.
All right, here we go.
The original writing, and we're calling this guy Mike, by the way.
All right. Mike, quote, I have no idea who is on 91.7 right now, but you guys suck. Awful radio and liberal use of the word,
I do use it a lot.
Me too.
And so,
I'm sorry. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You commented and you said what?
I said that was Mac.
And then I commented and I go, yeah, that's me. Thanks for listening, which is a bit of a jab, but I figure kind of a high road jab. Yeah.
Sure, if there is a high road to be taken right now.
It could have been a lot worse. And so then that dude responds with, first he commented on that same post, and he wrote, ha, and this is a direct quote, ha, I knew it was you, dude. Just kidding, bub. Easy on the World Cup bagging, though. It's fun, it's live, and it's got those vuvuzela thingies. And then he deleted that post.
Yeah.
And then sent that same thing to me in a private message, also to you, Dave, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
And it was titled, Just a Yoke. And then after deleting the post, he posted again, and he just put, I make bad jokes sometimes.
Right.
Here's the thing. And I think you and I disagree on this.
I'm glad we've taken this from the social networks to the radio waves.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's right.
This is a feud now. This is like, this would be on like Hot 97 in New York.
This is like Warrior Mr. Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nas is going to shoot me outside.
The opinions expressed in the show are just those of people who said them. They do not represent co-op or its board or whatever. But yeah, so I'm of the opinion, that this guy made this comment about how terrible our show was because we were bagging on the World Cup. And I'll admit, we were making fun of the World Cup because that's what we do on the show. We make jokes.
Right.
And obviously, I had not quite caught the World Cup fever there. And I'll even admit to that not being our best show.
Oh, absolutely.
Plus, I do say the word a lot.
I say it like you would not believe. Like, it's the antidote.
I'm sorry I'm not a Robert Siegel or a Robert Bones. I don't have a sidekick named Dump Truck or something.
Dump Truck, really?
Yeah. No, it's something
else. It's like, yeah, I forget what it is. Toy Store or something.
I'm no Jason Jerk and Barbara or whatever their names are.
What? Even the Jerky Boys?
No, I was trying to make allusion to Jason Dick and, and Dan, the 101X. But anyway, whatever. But yeah, I'm making some jokes. But this guy, here, the worst part of this to me is not that he was like, hey, awful radio show. But it was when he was caught by me saying, hey, it was me. It's your associate, Mac. He tried to act like it was just a joke.
Yeah.
And like he knew. He's like, ha, I knew it was you. Just kidding. Ha ha. He clearly did not. Do you disagree with that?
I completely 100% disagree.
So you think that was a joke?
Yes. I just think it was. Oh, there's my uzz. Let's do a drinking game every time I say. I've got the ice. I know you do.
There's already enough drinking in our lives. Can we not? We keep the radio show separate from it.
This is the 1 hour a day. This is my ollie oxen free. Surely he knows. Surely he knew. I think it was a joke on his part, but it was just.
You think it was a joke? So
I don't think it was a good joke.
You guys suck. Awful radio. And then you guys say too much.
Here's the thing.
Seems like a legitimate criticism, not a joke.
I think there's a lot of that going on right now these days where people will just. No, I think people are just sort of. And you are guilty of this too, by the way, where you'll just say sort of mean-spirited things and just be like, it's funny because I said it. Like, what do you do if you see a friend of ours walking down the street?
That's completely different.
How so?
It's completely different because they can see my face and I make it very clear that it, and by the way, it's me, Mac, speaking to them, a person I know.
Okay.
I think in this case, he did not know it was us.
Right.
Plus, he did not post this on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
He posted it on his Facebook page.
That is true.
I think if he was specifically targeting me or in this joke, he would actually have targeted me or put some sort of like J/K. Or
right.
Something like that.
I can only imagine what people are writing about this show right now on Facebook.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're going to blow up the internet with this.
I don't know about blowing. We may blow up GeoCities. That's
take that.
Mascot Wedding Radio. Avoid the catty comments on Facebook.
Well, I mean, look, you can talk bad about the show all you want.
Of course.
That's not what bothered me about it.
Mm.
I mean, I was sort of like, because I already knew I did not do that great of a job last week. And so to come off and to immediately be like, hey, awful show, you suck. I was like, well, that's not the greatest thing, but whatever. But you got to be used to taking your lumps.
Well, I think that's where
but
a lot of
the fact that it was my friend taking the lumps. Sorry, let me just finish this thought.
Sure.
That didn't bother me so much as it was the, I don't think it was a joke.
Okay.
And I think, and the fact that like, am I stupid enough? For like to think that, or he thinks I'm stupid enough to believe that. By the way, David just put on a USA headband.
Wear it while you can.
Gotta support the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were you 3 hours ago? Mm-hmm. I'll say this.
Sorry, I made you forget your point.
No,
sorry.
No, it's not that. I'm just so conscious of myself saying us and ums now. It's driving me to insanity. But what I will say is, I think we were overly sensitive last week because it wasn't our best show. And I think any sort of, even like half-hearted sort of faint praise would have come off as weird. Even if somebody would be like, hey, listen to the show. I'd be like, just shut up. Just shut your mouth right now. I know I was at that place. I know I was sort of easily bristled after the show last week. So for someone to point out legitimate stuff, it really got under my skin. But I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Taking it down is sort of not standing behind the joke. If it was a joke, let's say it is, I am. But surely, I'm going to err on the side of this guy had to have known better.
See, once again, I would have frowned at it if it had been genuine criticism of the show. Because, you know, you can't put something out there and expect everyone to like it.
Of course.
But it was the, and I've done this too, where I have screwed up on the internet, Like I CC'd someone I shouldn't, and that kind of thing. And other people have done that too. And when I hear it, it's like the funniest thing. But the sort of the common denominator behind all these stories is when someone does it, they feel awful. And so I don't doubt that this person probably felt bad about getting found out.
Of course.
But we're adults now. Don't try and tell me that it was a joke. Because I just, you know, look, you didn't like the show. That's fine. Just cop to it.
Okay. Oh, I look forward to seeing any correspondence that may come out of this today.
I will probably not. Oh, what do you mean? Off of Facebook or whatever?
Yeah.
If it happens, it happens. If not.
Because let's say, I'm going into this.
Are you imagining a scenario if this person is listening?
I'm going into Mike's head right now. Yes.
Yeah.
He's listening. Again, I'm erring on the side of he did mean this as a joke. This became an entire segment. Now he's out for blood, I would say. And now he wants to sort of maybe put you in your place.
Why would he think that, though? How is he wronged by this conversation? I'm just reporting the news.
Well, to take...
Oh, to take it to a public sphere?
Yes, but also, if he did mean this as a joke, to completely not take it as a joke to the point where it is being taken out in the public sphere.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If people don't know exactly who I was talking about, they don't know right now.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not naming this person specifically.
You're not.
But yeah. But there you go.
Okay. Well, no. I'm glad we got that off our chest. And
Dave, did you think it was a joke?
Oh no, no, clearly not.
Yeah, clearly not. Oh. Boom, David.
All right. Well. the judge is ready to rule. We'll talk back on our Facebook account or hit us up on Twitter.
I would say let's play a song, but this CD player fell asleep.
Yeah,
kind of like our audience. Oh, you're a jerk, CD player. Hey, well, let's play some music, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more and wrap up the show. What are we going to hear, Dave?
We're going with The Byrds. Classic. I'm going old school on this one. This is I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better. More Masco Wedding Show after this. Thank you very much. We are back with the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hanna.
My name is Mac Blake. And joining us in studio,
third mic,
Dave Humans.
Dave Humans, that's right.
Yes. He, the icer. Can we?
You got iced.
You're no longer Chopper Dave. You are now the Iceman.
Oh.
You want to call him Davey Ice?
I do now.
Anyway.
We just heard The Byrds from, is that right, Mr. Tambourine Man? Sure. I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better. Hot stuff from 1965. You remember where you were.
So, hey, this week, you and I, David,
yeah,
we saw a little movie called Toy Story 3.
Oh, did we?
I have to admit, I was not that excited about Toy Story 3 when I heard it was coming out. I mean, Toy Story 2 was 11 years ago. This was not a series I was like waiting for the to be a completed trilogy.
Right, with bated breath, hoping for the exciting conclusion of Toy Story.
But in one word, Toy Story 3 was amazing.
I would agree with that word, but I would also add a writer. Aw. That's how I feel about that.
Did you see Toy Story 3, Dave?
I did.
What'd you think about it?
Well, I mean, come on. Mr. Tortilla Head.
Come on. That freaked me out. There's going to be light spoilers.
Too real? Hit home?
I don't know if this movie can have spoilers because it's not like, you know, crazy plot twists in this movie starring toys, but there's a part where Mr. Potato Head puts his parts instead of on his fake potato on a tortilla, and it was it's adorable, but it was like flopping around, and I thought it was kind of creepy.
Yeah, the way it moved just made me like, I cringed because I feared for my own muscles and joints.
Because it looked like something out of a Tool video.
Yes, yeah. It really did. Oh, what if Pixar did a Tool video?
Why did Tool think that people that like the sort of like progressive metal with like really weird claymation?
Yeah, exactly. I love this stoner rock, but I also love worms eating people.
I also love a stop motion animation of some formless, shapeless baby dying.
That's what I think when I look at my posters.
Shut up, Tool. There's this moment in Toy Story 3, all right, where the toys, having avoided like several traps and calamities already, are now looking at what is their certain destruction.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They are heading.
That was really, really weird.
Yeah. It looks like the toys aren't going to escape this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing they can do. And so they're kind of panicky, like looking around, like, oh, let's come up with a plan. But then there's that moment where they realize that they don't see a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the toys accept it join hands and prepare to die together.
Right.
They're like, you know what? If I'm going to die, I'm glad I'm with you guys. That should not be in there, Toy Story 3.
That should not be in a lot of movies.
That freaked me out, yeah.
Animated toys should not have to decide to die together. Okay? No, thank you.
You're breaking the cartoon contract.
That was too real in here.
I know, because if there's any theme among the Pixar Toy Story, all those movies,
yeah,
it's that when stuff goes wrong and bad, it's always like, oh, no, wait!
You know? Yeah.
And then, but, you know, they never give up. And then I was just like, oh, they should give up. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Toy Story became this weird defeated uncle that was just sort of pouring himself some more scotch and like, life's hard, kid. Mm. Deal with it. And I was like, Toy Story? I don't want this.
And then, spoiler alert, the obvious Deus Ex Machina shows up.
I completely forgot about it. So, I mean, I really had settled in to the... I was talking to my mom afterwards about the movie because we share opinions on movies. And I told her that I just wish walking into the movie, someone had just pulled me aside and said, hey, whatever happens, everything's going to be all right. Because I was so immersed in this movie that I was like, I just
wish somewhere out there's a theater in the world where the projector died at that exact moment. And kids just run out of the theater crying.
Just these sour kids are born. It's like they become supervillains now.
I believe in nothing, Mama.
Was there some weird switch that got flipped to Pixar before they made Up and there's like, there's got to be a moment in each of our movies now where people question their own mortality. Mm-hmm. They realize that life is finite and that they will die. And you have to make the good times last as well as long as you can, because then when you die, there's nothing.
Yeah, because the bad guy character Lotso, they showed his backstory, and if that wasn't the most depressing thing in the world,
oh my god, are you kidding me? I almost feel like Pixar is hitting their like White Album, Abbey Road, Let It Be phase, where they're like, hey, we've already tackled whimsy and adventure. Let's tackle like mortality and like, just really master that emotion.
It's like they're pretty much beyond children's animation story-wise, but they're not like sort of like no one has is being honest with themselves over there. Like, hey, do you guys really not want to do this kind of stuff anymore? Because the characters holding hands and knowing it's okay if they die because they died together. That's not something 7-year-olds want to see.
Maybe they were just jerking around one day and just, you know, they've already reached the top of the mountain. Because really,
it's not fair. It's not fair.
Pixar is on the hottest of hot streaks. Yeah. I will follow them anywhere right now.
Other thing, though, the baby doll.
Oh, jeez.
With the eyeball.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
How creepy was that?
That was very, very creepy. Oh,
nightmare fuel.
But then it also had depth to it. Like, this nightmare baby had feelings. I don't need that. I don't have that. Why does this nightmare baby have it? But I almost just feel like they were sitting around on their pile of money and is like, yeah, you know, we got to do Toy Story 3 again. Oh, what are they going to do? Run around holding hands together. And then some Weisenheimer says, what if they're holding hands on their way to their death? And then they just start working on the Flash, right, or whatever they do.
Yeah, it's like, geez, this movie, it's been 11 years. That kid's probably grown up. He probably doesn't need these toys anymore. Boom, perfect setup for a children's movie. What? But I also will say that there's three stuffed peas in the little zipper pod.
Yes.
That's also not fair. How am I supposed to see something that cute and then walk outside and see nothing ever that cute again?
Right.
You showed me what true beauty is. Now everything's ugly.
Yeah, you stared into the sun of happiness and you burned your retinas.
Yeah, exactly. Where am I supposed to find happiness now unless I'm looking at those peas talking?
Yeah, perhaps a loved one? No, thanks.
You've permanently scarred the dopamine levels in my brain. Stuffed peas in a pod. Zipper pod. And they gave him cute voices, too.
The cutest!
Do not want!
No Steve Buscemi in the mix.
He was doing the voice of the character. That wouldn't put it past Pixar now.
No Rutger Hauer or John Turturro to do the peas.
But I will say this, when those characters were going to die, if that had been the end of the movie, I would have been okay with that, oddly enough. And that's messed up.
I would have been okay with that the way I became okay with the ending of The Sopranos, where I was like, you know what? That's art. Like, I just feel like Toy Story would have been just like elevated to this new plateau.
They would have been crying kids and would have gone outside and smoked a cigarette, which I didn't have, and been like, that's life, kids. Put it out in their eye. You're a cyclops now. Shoot lasers out of that one remaining eye. See if you can turn it around. Hey, we're out of time.
How did that happen?
I don't know. A lot of fun. A lot of fun, this show.
I'll tell you what. See, Hotch, that's how you come back. That's how you come back.
Hey. Dave Humans.
Dave Humans, thank you very much for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Thanks for icing us. David, what are we going to close the show with?
We are going to close the show out with The Holy Fire off their debut album. But before I say that, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, keyword Mascot Wedding. That's it.
We will not be here next week.
No, we will be on assignment, but we will be back the week after that.
So I will see you 2 weeks from now. Goodbye, Dave.
Goodbye, Mac. Goodbye, Dave.
Goodbye, Austin.
Goodbye, Austin.